A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven, that is, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for two small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. In the beginning was the Word, we often read, and we love to read that line. The phrase is familiar, and that in itself is already a source of inner peace. When we hear a phrase we know and enjoy, then we relax somehow already, even before thinking what it might mean. Truth is, the inner peace we feel is perhaps well on the way to bringing us closer to the Word itself, the Word who was in the beginning, the Word that was made flesh, the Word who loves us, nourishes us, starting with baptism if not before, the Word that accompanies us, the Word that not only makes silence bearable, it is the Word that makes silence fruitful and nourishing. I'm not going to comment today on the details of the gospel passage we heard together from Luke. We don't need to go into the nitty-gritty each day of the week. What we need is to recognize the voice of the Word and thus strengthen the muscles, the sinews, the well-being of our own words and of our own silence. I do say this on a day we recall Saint Teresa of Avila. Ah, yes. A woman who was profoundly true to herself, honest to her core. A woman who was true to her word, I might say. But she would shake her head and say, no, Tom, don't put it that way. Instead, why not say, the word was faithful to me, and I began to accept the grace to see that, to accept it, and to rejoice in it. We hear that silence is a great teacher. Am I not going to say it is the Word himself who is the great teacher? If you wish, of course, I could say that again. But we need a degree of silence in order truly to hear what the Word is saying, what the Word who is truth has said, and is preparing to say when we are ready. Each of you who listens to this site, this word, each of you will shortly have a fresh opportunity for silence. When I've stopped speaking in a few seconds, why not take time out? Why move on to another website immediately? No, give yourself a few moments. Teresa did that now and then. Actually, she did it professionally as a way of life. And for that reason, what she said, what she offered by way of guidance in life, these were wholesome, nourishing, organic, we now say. The Lord is speaking to each of us, for we are all images of God, called also to be sons and daughters of God, called to a life that makes death irrelevant, actually, called to a life, a relationship that is not ended by death, just changed, modified, transformed. Saint Teresa prays for us still in her everlasting relationship with the Word. That was the Word that came out of the silence and transformed hers.